Hello, you're listening to Radio Maria, and this is Father Toby with your word for today. And I want to begin our reflection today with this Sunday's Gospel, which is taken from Luke chapter 24. The disciples told their story of what had happened on the road and how they had recognized Jesus at the breaking of bread. They were still talking about all this when Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." In a state of alarm and fright, they thought they were seeing a ghost. But he said, "Why are you so agitated, and why are these doubts rising in your hearts? Look at my hands and feet. Yes, it is I indeed. Touch me and see for yourselves. A ghost has no flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. Their joy was so great that they still could not believe it, and they stood there dumbfounded. So he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they offered him a piece of grilled fish, which he took and ate before their eyes. Then he told them, "This is what I meant when I said, while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms has to be fulfilled." He then opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "So you see how it is written that the Christ would suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all the nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are my witnesses to this." So the scene of the gospel we just read is immediately after the appearance of Jesus on the road to Emmaus. The two disciples, Cleopas and his companion, are discussing how they walked with Jesus and how they recognized him in the Mass, that is, the breaking of the bread. They had, to my mind, been fleeing Jerusalem in fear and confusion, but now, strengthened by their encounter with Jesus, they're back in Jerusalem, and talking about the reality of the risen Christ, and they're joyful and they want to share this joy. And the beauty is that as they talk with joy about Jesus, Jesus suddenly becomes present. And there's a beauty and a circular mystery there, because speaking about the Word of God makes Jesus present, because he is the Word of God. And where the Word of God is spoken by his body, the Church, there the Word of God is present in its head, Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus tells us wherever two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. And so that's the first lesson of today's gospel. The more you speak of Jesus, the more present he will be to you and to those with whom you are. What more can we learn? Well, as they speak of Jesus, some other familiar features of Jesus' resurrection transpire. In each of his appearances, he reveals himself to a disciple or apostle and then instructs that person to go tell others that he is risen. And through these series of appearances, the Lord is transforming and bringing together a disparate group of people gathered in fear, broken apart by his crucifixion and death, and is reweaving them together around the truth of his resurrection and turning them into a group of people that will go out and transform the world. And almost everything good in our society today has its roots in the work that these previously fearful men and women undertook. And to quote St. John Henry Newman, each of us now to this day has some definite service to undertake in service of the Word. And then in his appearance, Jesus sets out certain features that will be characteristic of every vibrant Christian community until the end of time. Features that we need to ensure remain present and grow more visible in the places we live and worship. And these are his peace, his presence, and his purpose. His first words to the group are, "Peace be with you." And he gives them their peace because they were scared, confused, in turmoil, and worst of all, most likely racked by guilt and shame, the guilt and shame of betrayal. They had pledged to follow him, and when push came to shove, they had been found wanting and scared. They knew the shame of betrayal, and like us, they knew the frustration and pain of not being able to simply turn back time. And Jesus knows their pain and their shame. He knows their sorrow and their repentance. And so he offers them what they could not obtain for themselves, his forgiveness. They can repent, but only he has the power to forgive. And so he comes into their midst and says, "Peace be with you." And he lets them know that they are forgiven. Imagine the joy and the relief, that fear turned to joy. But it's not a joy that needs to remain imagined for us. The same forgiveness is offered us if we repent and bring it to the Lord. His forgiveness truly awaits us. And this is the message of Jesus at every Mass, in all our sacraments. Forgiveness comes with repentance. They go together like love and marriage, like horse and carriage. But tragically, people try to separate them. Some people obsess with repentance, constantly apologizing, constantly worried about their shortcomings, but never really believing in the reality of Christ's forgiveness, not trusting in the Lord's promise of mercy. Others, though, presume on his mercy. They see the gift of his mercy, but they don't want what comes with unwrapping the gift. They want the forgiveness, but they don't want the transformation. They want the forgiveness, but they don't want to have to repent. And so each of these two types of people in their own way remains the same, unchanged. But the beautiful Easter truth is that the two together transform lives. No one knows the power and the joy of mercy like the one who moments before had implored it in tears at the feet of Christ. No one is risen higher than the one who knows their lowliness. The second point is presence. He says to his followers, "It is me." He uses familiar words with the promise of his peace, words that should comfort and challenge us each time we hear them in the Mass. And when we listen and pray at the Mass, we might note that there is a lot of talk of peace, particularly from the point that Jesus becomes present on the altar in the Eucharist. And then finally, he points to his wounds. He shows them that he is no ghost. He eats with them. He is really present with them. And that's the truth about our coming together for each and every Mass. When we gather in his name, but most especially at the Mass, he is with us not as a memory or as a model, but as surely as he was with the apostles in that upper room. He's present to us in the same way as he was then, present to them as a community, but also knowing each of them individually, so that they were not just a them, but a you, and a you, and a you whose hopes and fears, whose needs and worries he wants to enter into. And finally, as well as his peace and his presence, he gives them his purpose. In the Christian life, what is received must be given in order to be truly received. Love cannot stay idle and contained. Love enclosed and not handed on simply withers and dies. The love of Christ, truly transformational and received, then takes each of us out of ourselves, out of the self-interest that would have us shrivel and perish, at least spiritually, and into a fuller way of living. And so the Lord sent his apostles to be witnesses of this new way of life, this new truth that entered the universe, to be witnesses that there was another way of being, a way that was truly contained the abundance of life. And in fact, it's the only way of truly being, of truly living. Anything else is just existing. And the mission given to those first apostles and disciples is our mission, because the gift that they received is the gift which we too have received, which has been handed on to us. And so the Lord sends us to bear witness to the same truth. That's our purpose. And that's the way in which we'll know true happiness.
You've been listening to a podcast from Radio Maria. If you enjoy these programs, please consider becoming one of our monthly donors. All you need to do is visit www.radiomariaengland.uk and click on the Support Us tab for various options. We rely entirely on donations, so thank you to all our listeners who support us.